proclaimed the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. We've been looking at the prophetic portions of the book of Daniel, and we left off with Daniel's description of the little horn in the 8th chapter of that book. The language Daniel used suggested that he was not referring to some ordinary mortal, such as Antiochus Epiphanes. Rather, in this portion of his prophecy, Daniel alluded to an individual specifically given a supernatural endowment. This matches what the Bible would say about the Antichrist. The Antichrist will derive his power directly from the devil. In the 13th chapter of the book of Revelation, John affirmed this fact, stating about the Antichrist that, quote, "The dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority," unquote. The dragon here being a direct reference to Satan. According to that same chapter in Revelation, the Antichrist will receive worship from fallen men. John put it this way, quote, "It was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations," unquote. In Daniel's vision, we learn that the little horn he described shall magnify himself in his heart and by peace shall destroy many. What did he mean by that? Consider what Paul wrote in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, when the apostle described an individual whom he referred to as the son of perdition, an individual who would exalt himself above all that is called God. By putting together a peace agreement with the Jewish people, this little horn will also lay the foundation for the Jewish nation's destruction. These words written by David in Psalm 55 might illustrate the modus operandi that the Antichrist will employ. Quote, "He hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He hath broken his covenant," unquote. Deceitfulness is one of the traits that characterize the Antichrist's dealings with the human race. Again, in 2 Thessalonians, Paul wrote about the subject, referring to the Antichrist as one, quote, "whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish," unquote. Paul also described how the devil worked in the second book of the Corinthians, chapter 11. In 2 Corinthians 11, Paul wrote that, quote, "Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light," unquote. In other words, the devil can appear to be angelic as an angel from heaven. Paul continued by noting that, quote, "It is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness," unquote. This section would apply to the way the Antichrist will operate as well. The Antichrist will garner followers through his apparently supernatural powers. John details some of these miraculous manifestations in the 13th chapter of Revelation. John wrote that, quote, "He, the Antichrist, he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast," unquote. Furthermore, John continued, the Antichrist, quote, "hath power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed," unquote. The little horn described in Daniel chapter 8 not only corresponded to the historical figure of Antiochus Epiphanes, the Seleucid king of Syria, but also applied to the coming Antichrist, who would deceive the entire world, who would be empowered directly by the devil. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.